Mandy Malone's audio podcasts are for consenting adults only. The material contained on this and other podcasts is not intended for minors under the age of 18. 21 in jurisdictions where 21 is the age of majority, those who do not desire to be exposed to sexually explicit material, leave now. If your community does not allow such, you must also leave. Access is allowed only to adults who are familiar with sexually explicit material of this nature and who are not offended by this material and desire to be exposed to this material. This podcast may contain artistic and literary value as well as educational information regarding sexual matters relating to masturbation, cuckolding for responsible adults interested in this type of information. If you are easily offended or uncomfortable with this, please leave now. You must agree to release the creditors of this website, its owners, service providers, and other affiliates or agents from any and all liabilities. Click on this podcast only if you agree with these terms. Thank you. It's that time again. It's woodsman time. Woodsman. Now, for those of you who have been following along with the blog, you know about woodsmen, but I'm going to give a little recap here for those of you who haven't. And also, I want to tell everybody, you can look in the category list and see if there's a topic there that you want to hear more about that I've recorded. You can also go down to, there's a search box. You could type in a word such as cuckold or woodsman, and then posts will come up that have those words in the search. So that's another way to find things that you might be interested in hearing about. Or if you have a post that I put up about you, you can find it that way if you don't have a category. Don't forget, if you want a category, you should ask me about it, because sometimes I forget to make a category. Well, anyway, Woodsman has been, you know, talking to me for months now. I really like Woodsman a lot. He's a really good friend, and he's a cuckold, a real-life cuckold. He shared some very intimate, very humiliating stories with me about his unfortunate experiences with girls who managed to find guys that who were better endowed than he is. Woodsman has like a 2-inch dick. I mean, he says it's, I think he says it, he claims it's 3. But you know how that is. That's like, you know, women lie about their age and men lie about their dicks. I mean, it's just the way of the world, right? So, Woodsman has had these different girlfriends that have mistreated him. They've had sex with him, you know, in front of him with other guys. Like, I don't know, maybe they've had sex with him once and then they decide they're not going to do it again. Poor Woodsman. I mean, I really have to feel for him. And a couple months ago, he hooked up with his ex-wife again. And I wasn't too sure about why he did that, but she moved into the house. You know, I mean, the reason I'm not too sure, I mean, I know she's nice and beautiful and all that, but she didn't have sex with him before. I mean, why would he think he could have sex with her now? Which is why he moved her into the house. She got this one really young boyfriend, and they really gave Woodsman the go-around. I mean, this young guy, he had Woodsman washing his car. He ended up taking Woodsman's bedroom and moving his ex-wife and him into the bedroom, taking his big screen TV, putting Woodsman upstairs, and all Woodsman had for entertainment was to listen to the two of them humping. Woodsman and his little clitty. Well, now his wife has a new young boyfriend because this last one moved away with his dad. That's how young he is. He's like 20-something. The new one's 26. He just so happens to work where Woodsman does. Everybody in this place that Woodsman works at now knows that he's pussy whipped, that his wife screws around with this young guy, and I guess they all figure now the young guy's really hung. I mean, the young girls know it. All the other guys at work know it. Woodsman doesn't want to even use the entrance to the place. He wants to go in the back door because they look at him and snicker. I mean, this young guy just lies. You know, Woodsman asks him what's going on with him and his wife, but his wife is like having sex with him every night of the week. So Woodsman has been put in chastity. And, you know, I do like that orgasm denial thing. I mean, I figure if you've got a little cock, there's really no sense in trying to inflict it on us girls that want big cocks. So you should keep it locked up. This way, you won't be so apt to waste our time. Right, Woodsman? So he's been in chastity, and he's really been suffering. And his wife is still, you know, fooling around with the young guy. So we discussed what he wants to do. I mean, he said to me that he wants to suck shemale cock. This was minutes after he said he wanted out of the cock cage. So I believe that by the time you all are hearing this recording, Woodsman will be out of that cock cage. I mean, Woodsman, he wants to sell his house. He wants to get a young girl, you know, someone to have sex with. He wants to get a new job. I mean, just a total change. He wants to throw that cock cage out of the window and just start over. He wants to have sex. He tells me he has not had sex in 6 years. Come on, Woodsman. The only sex you're going to have is going to be with me. Face it. And not only this, but Woodsman, you tell me you're good looking and tall, so you should be able to get a nice girl, but just be sure don't pull those pants down too fast because that's going to kill the whole thing. He says he's going to change his life, so I am looking forward to seeing what he's going to come up with next. And Woodsman, get a lot of, like, you know, cash in your wallet. You're probably going to have to bribe this new girl. And I don't know, where's your ex-wife going to live and everything? I can't wait to hear. Did you take that cock cage off? Is your little clitty sore? Oh, I feel so bad for you, Woodsman. All right, well, don't forget, no coming. You're not allowed to come. I'm in control of that cock. Oh, yeah, and everybody, you know what? Woodsman said he was going to call me back like a couple hours after we did our last session, and I was going to let him come, but oops, guess what? I forgot. So I guess he hasn't come since then. So, Woodsman, are your balls blow? Oh, Woodsman, you're lucky I don't buy you another cock cage, just so that you could amuse me. Well, talk to you soon, Woodsman. I hope you're having some better luck finding a new girl. Bye-bye.